which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. Amen. Hallelujah. One more time, the fourth verse. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. The 11th chapter, verse 4, I want you to underline that word, excellent sacrifice. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. An excellent sacrifice. By faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One more scripture. Romans chapter 4. The fourth chapter of Romans. Speaking about Abraham, the Bible says in the fourth chapter and verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God to unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. The 18th verse of the 4th chapter of Romans, and the 19th verse, pardon me, and not being weak in faith, and the 20th verse, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. There is a faith that is weak, and there is a faith that is strong. This morning, is your faith weak, or is your faith strong? My Bible tells me that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen? Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Everyone who seeks Him should know that He exists and that He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we pray together on that word before I start the ministry? Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for this word. I just pray, Lord, that you will quicken my spirit up with the power of your resurrection, that your anointing of faith and life can move in this place and can touch each and every vessel in this place, that every vessel will be touched by the power of your touch, by the power of your divine touch, that your right hand will come upon them and will release them to a fresh season of anointing and grace. I pray, Lord, that your congregation, your people, will be strong in faith and will be people after your own heart. This morning, Lord, I pray for the freshness of oil to be bestowed upon each one of our lives today. And let your name be glorified and magnified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to help me preach today. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes it is really hard on a Sunday morning first service because you're not really sure of the congregation. Second service, you are more clear because you know it's been people who have been coming for a long time, people who continuously come, people who are committed, and you know they are there, and you know what the pulse of their lives are, and you know exactly where God wants to minister unto them. But for the sake of first service, well, often we have a floating crowd. We have people coming in, maybe just for a Sunday to see what's happening there. There are people who are visiting us. There are people who are visitors. There are people who are just coming in for, just a touch and then go back. I mean, there are people who are there whom we do not know. And so in the first service, it is very hard, and you ask the Lord, what kind of message do you preach? Do you go real deep in the Word? Or do you stay with something that is simple, enlightening for everyone? Or do you go real strong? Hallelujah. But how many of you want rich meat today?
Amen.
I pray the Holy Spirit of God will feed each one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to open your hearts. You have to relax your mind. You have to put down your barriers. Hallelujah. Put down your defenses and be comfortable, because this is not a message of condemnation. This is a message that will build you up and strengthen you and make you strong in faith. Now, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to be scared. I will never preach anything that will be offensive to anyone here. The message will be truly according to the word of God that will bless you and strengthen you and build you up on your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It says here that there is a faith that is weak, and there is a faith that is strong. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what is this weak faith? The 19th verse says, Abraham, not being in faith, did not consider his own body. So when you consider your own self above the Lord, or above the word of God, above the promise of God, it is a sign that you are functioning in weak faith. Did you hear that? My Bible tells me that faith comes by the word of God, by the preaching of the word. Amen. So faith is willing to come unto you if you will receive the word. Amen. You can never have faith by just walking down the floor or walking through the floor saying, Lord, give me faith, give me faith, give me faith. Biblical faith, resurrection faith, Holy Ghost faith, the faith that glorifies God, that pleases God, will come from the Lord Himself when you hear His living word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And when you trust in the promise or in the word of God, and when you choose to put your trust in the word, it means you will have strong faith. But what happens to many people who are so-called believers is that they just look to the circumstance. Are you with me? Weak faith will make you look at your own self. Abraham, not weak in faith, did not look to his own self, it says. That means he has strong faith. In other words, weak faith will make you look unto yourself. Amen. Some of you, the reason you are discouraged, the reason you are disillusioned, the reason that you are getting very, very, very panicky about your life is because you are looking at your own self and you have not taken your eyes off yourself and looked to the Lord and to His word. Amen. 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 Weak faith will make you look at yourself. Amen. And the Bible says here, but strong faith, which means if you have weak faith, it can become strong. For 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3 says that the Bible is commending us for growing faith. Amen? In other words, the Bible is saying in 2 Thessalonians 1, 3, let your faith grow. Amen? So there is a growing faith. In each day of your life, your faith is to grow. Amen? And faith grows by continuously being fed with the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And faith that grows will become strong. Strong. Amen. When you have strong faith, Abraham, though he was 100, and intellectually and naturally looking at his own life, there's more reason for him to be worried and scared about, but he trusted still in the promise of God. And the Bible says he did not look to the deadness or the barrenness in Sarah's womb, but he believed the promise of God, which said, you shall have a son. Amen. He looked at the promise of God. I don't know what's happening in your life, but are you looking to the promise of God? The reason the devil tries to steal the word away from your life is because he does not want you to have faith. If you have faith, you will please God. If you have faith, you will overcome the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Hebrews 11 verse 4, it says, an excellent sacrifice. Who offered? Abel offered by faith. Hallelujah. An excellent sacrifice. By faith. You know, when you look at the strong faith in Romans 4, it says that he that wavered the promise of God to unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
So in other words, you will have a strong faith when you learn to give glory to God by trusting in the promise of God. That's why the enemy tries to attack your praise life. Are you with me? A great man of God by the name of Lester Sumrall. He says faith is a praise. Amen. And that's when Hebrews 11:4 comes in. Abel by faith offered an excellent sacrifice. One version uses the word an excellent grace. An excellent grace by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Strong faith will give glory to God. Weak faith will make you look at your situation and grumble and complain and murmur and get discouraged and unbelief will sink in. Are you with me? But strong faith will make you look to the Word of God and will make you to glorify the Lord and glory in His name. And it will be a praise, an excellent sacrifice, an excellent praise unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, brother, my sister, you might say you have faith. But you know, in Hebrews 11 and verse 4, it says, God commended the great men there for their faith. They didn't commend themselves. When you have genuine faith, you will never commend yourself. You must say, listen, I have faith. And so I prayed and the devil there disappeared from the other person's life. You don't say that when you have genuine biblical faith. It says God commended. If God were to look into your life today, would you find faith in you? You might fool yourself by saying, listen, I have faith. I have faith in the Lord. I have faith in the promise of God. But what I want is God's testimony over my life. I don't want the church to tell me. I don't want the fellow brothers to tell me. I don't want somebody else to tell me, listen, brother, you have faith. I want the Lord to speak to me and tell me, I am commending you, Rajesh, for your faith. Amen. And that is strong faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In the beginning, I used to, you know, when I used to be on here, when I used to, know that some of the key things if you want to function for the Lord and function especially in the ministry of signs, wonders, and miracles. I always knew I was called for that. I was just not called to preach. I knew I had to demonstrate the gospel. I had to show people the power of God. I knew that deep within when God called me. And I said, Lord, how is it possible for me to function in signs, wonders, and miracles only which you can do, which I cannot do? How is it possible for me to function in that if you will not give me faith? And so I would sit up late in the night and say, Lord, give me faith. Give me faith, Lord. Give me faith. Give me faith. Until one day the Lord told me, I won't. Isn't that true? And then the Lord said, I won't except through my word. Did you hear that? I won't accept through my word. And that should be, that made me hungry for God's word. Till then I was standing there, you know, proud, even though I little faith. I was proud and I said, oh, I have faith. But God said, I won't give you genuine biblical signs, wonders, miracles, manifesting power of God's faith until you believe my word. And that should be. I said, Lord, no matter what happens, I'm hungry and thirsty. Cook me up to your word. Holy Spirit, enlighten my eyes, open my heart to hear the word. And I still remember one of the favorite books in my mind was Hebrews 11. I just love reading the chapter again and again. It's a chapter of faith. I said, Lord, give me that genuine faith which was working in your people whom you commended. My testimony does not come from people. Are you with me? Somewhere on the line we think our testimony comes from God. I mean from people. But God's word says, God testified to their faith. You hear that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God has testified to your faith. How many of you are still this morning?
Amen.
Abel, can I have this pen, please?
Thank you.
Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice by faith. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let us look to that one more time, please. Hebrews chapter 11. You can read normally. And look to the word, Hebrews 11 and verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. Can you imagine that? Abel, by faith, offered to God a more excellent praise. Hallelujah. How did Abel have that faith? God, when Adam, the father of Abel, sinned, God stepped into the garden, clothed them with the robe of righteousness that came through the blood of an innocent animal. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible tells me that Adam went on to live up for 930 years. And so definitely faith comes by hearing, and Adam should have surely said to Abel, listen Cain, I was in sin, I was in bondage, I was naked because I rebelled against God, I did not have the life of God inside of me, but the one day the Lord stepped into the garden and he clothed me with the blood of an innocent animal and he covered me up, and so I know what pleases God is a blood sacrifice. Amen. And because Abel heard, Abel, when he came to the time of offering a sacrifice unto God, he said, Lord, I want to please you. I want to offer a more excellent sacrifice. Amen. So he built an altar. And he went through the flock. And said, oh, which one shall I give the Lord? Which one shall I give the Lord? Which of these animals shall I sacrifice for the Lord? And he looked and he said, where is that one which is lame, that can hardly walk? Let me get him. Lord, would this please you? The Lord said, no, Abel, it won't please me. Where is that one who is old, which is always lagging behind when I take it out of the pasture? Let me bring that to the Lord. Lord, would this please you? The Lord said, no. Abel, it won't please me. Lord, what would please you? I want to do what pleases you. Lord said to Abel, Lord, listen, Abel. You know the one whom you call Billy, the Billy the kid? The one that you really love? The lamb, the precious one among the flock? The one that sleeps with you, eats with you? The one that you take along with you all the time? Get me Billy. I like Billy. The one without any spot, without any blemish, without any brokenness. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Abel offered unto God, and God said, I testify to it. An excellent sacrifice, an excellent grace. He offered unto the Lord, and he made his hands around the altar, saying, Lord, I'm glad I gave you what you asked. What am I trying to tell you? Some of you say you have faith, but you have never had an excellent sacrifice to God. When it comes to giving to the Lord for something, what you give is what you don't want. Are you with me? So time after again, you go for a meeting, or for a prayer, or for a Bible study, and you say, Lord, take all my problems. But when will you learn to give the Lord the best? Amen. Not your problems, the best. When I was 9 years, when God called me, I said, Lord, I want to give my best years to you. The rest of the world said, listen, he's not doing anything. He should be studying and he should be working. What is he saying? Taking the Bible and going across. I said, Lord, I want to give my best years to you. Not the worst years. Not when I'm old and 60 and 70, when I can hardly speak. But I said, I'll pray now. Nothing else to do. I said, no. I said, Lord, I want to give my best years to you.
Okay.
Next is sacrifice. By faith. Had you begun to praise the Lord and dance around the altar? Are you with me? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have you seen people giving to the Lord and to the Lord's work? They give the dirtiest Lord. But they don't give an offering. But I make it a point, even when I give the best. Because you're giving unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When you give your time, you should give your best time. Are you with me? When even when when you spend your time in prayer.
Hallelujah.
The time when you're the most precious. That's the time you give it to the Lord and say, Lord, the best I'm bringing before you. And I want to do it your way. Amen? Hallelujah. By faith you offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. In other words, Cain also brought a sacrifice. Cain asked the Lord, Lord, do you like vegetables? God said, no. Well, that's what I brought you anyway. Lord, do you like pumpkin? God said, no. I brought you that anyway. Faith is doing what God tells you to do God's way. Did you hear that? Amen. 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 It is doing what God wants you to do God's way. That's what Abel did. And God commanded. And so what happened to Cain? Cain, when he offered, God was not pleased with his offering. So he got envious, he got angry. It is amazing how some people get angry and offended by somebody else praising the Lord. Are you with me? They won't praise the Lord. And God's word tells them to do it. And they get offended when somebody else praises the Lord. Can you imagine that? That's what Cain was. Cain wouldn't praise the Lord or bring an offering before the Lord God's way. And he got offended because Abel didn't God's way. He got envious. He got angry. See, many people are willing to be religious and spiritual their own way. There's not a single one of us in this house today who is not spiritual in whatever sense. But true faith is that which does for the Lord God's way. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still here this morning?
Amen.
He got angry. He got restless. But Eve offered a better sacrifice. Dance along the altar in thanksgiving. A man of God. Blessed the fool. A great man of faith. He was one day ministering in a church in the Philippines. And to the church came a woman. She was a harlot. And she was a devil worshipper. And she began to curse God, blaspheme against the word and against the Lord. And demons began to manifest out of her. And that congregation was watching. Demons are coming out of her. She's screaming. And let's assume all. He says, Lord, what do I do? The Lord said, do what Abel did. So what Lester Sumerall did was, he told the musicians, let's worship God. He sat there and he began to praise the Lord. And they began to worship the Lord. The demon was manifesting, coming out, the woman was rolling on the ground for some time. They continued worshiping for an excellent sacrifice and praising to God. After a few minutes, this woman was completely delivered.
Amen.
Amen. The next day she's coming as holy as she can be. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Sacrificing to the Lord and worshiping the Lord. My brother, my sister, some of you are struggling, you know why? Because you have forgotten to bring an excellent sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. By faith, doing it God's way, you have forgotten to praise the Lord and worship Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Weak faith will make you look to your problem, to your situation, to your own righteousness, maybe. But strong faith will make you look to the Lord and to His Word and will make you worship Him and glorify Him, bring an excellent sacrifice before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you want to see the glory of God come over your life? Bring an excellent sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we have five boys at home. My mother gave the best son to the Lord. I hope my brothers are not here. And the rest of them followed. Hallelujah. Amen. A more excellent sacrifice. That's why she's a woman of faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Why I'm saying that is some people give to the Lord what they can't handle.
What the Lord gave him for Christ, he said,
Master, how could you never give master to the very good? He gave why, yeah. I'm not the very good man.
Don't you want to bring to the Lord the best? Amen. By faith, don't you want the Lord to come into your life, not people? See, when the woman in Luke 21, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 21, that speaks about a woman, she was a poor woman. And she gave the least of her coin. Mean, she gave the all that she had unto the Lord. And the Lord was watching the people. The rest of the people who stood there, they said, listen, listen, this woman, she's got no faith. She's poor. She's got a poverty mentality. She's only dropping in coin. But the Lord looked into her heart and the Lord said, no, 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 no. She's giving all that she's got. Amen. And God testified to her faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord testified to her faith. She was giving all she had. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what happens sometimes, you know, is when an offering is taken, it happens, you know, it reminds me of the scripture in Luke 10. It says a man was traveling from Jerusalem unto Jericho. He fell by the roadside. Amen. First came a Levite and a priest. And when they saw this man, both of them passed to the other side of the road. Sometimes when an offering is taken, everybody passes to the other side. The offering goes that way. They have nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be to the name of the Lord. A more excellent sacrifice. Giving to the Lord the very best. That's what Abel did. Look to the word again. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts. That word is so important. You know, this is not a one-time gift. Are you with me? It's not singular, plural. Gifts. Some of you might say, listen, I have sacrificed my part of the kingdom of God and done for the Lord some time back. But gifts. Are you with me? Not just one time. It was a Lord, I want to please you daily. Daily I want to come before you. It's just one of the weekend when I can come and worship you. I want to worship you daily. I want to come by the blood of the Lamb. Daily. Amen. I want to bring my best. I want to sacrifice my best. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it is said that once a man walked up to Springfield, a man of faith, and asked him, what is the key thing to your faith? You have an anointing from God where you raise the dead. He raised about eight people from the dead because the strong anointing was put upon him. And in the name of Jesus, he would call them up. And he said, what's the key thing? Well, what is it that you have? How do you maintain your faith? How do you keep your faith? How does your faith grow? He said, every morning when I get up, I give my best to the Lord. The first thing that I do is I dance around the bed for 10 minutes, worshiping the Lord. Then I open the Word of God and I begin to read. Then I begin to glorify Him again. I begin to honor His blood and worship Him. That I give my all to Him. And that's how I give my faith. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want your faith to grow? Are you weak in faith? You have hope. Amen. Get into the Word. Get into looking unto Jesus. Say, Lord, I want to give my best Not what I want to give, but what you are asking of me. I don't want to bring the lame and the one that is lost and that which is all I have. But that which you are asking of me, no matter what the cost is, Lord, that's the one that I want to bring before you. If you're asking for Billy the Kid, I want to bring you Billy the Kid. Amen? Hallelujah. This one, let's close our eyes and pray.
Right now, Jesus, be my Lord.
Be my master. Be my savior. I proclaim you as my Lord. Jesus Christ. I believe you have risen from the dead. Right now, Lord Jesus, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Anoint me with your Holy Ghost. Right now, Lord Jesus, I ask you to pour fresh oil into my life. I come into your hands right now. I let go of my life into your hands right now. And I thank you that you have received me. I thank you that you have received me. Lift your hand and thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.